standing out of respect as the bagpipes began to play. Still grieving families of the TWA Flight 800 victims were united again, this time 10 years after the airliner exploded, and still there are no answers. The 10-year anniversary of the explosion was remembered with a memorial service on the shores of Smith Point Park, Long Island, yesterday afternoon to commemorate those who perished. It was a warm summer evening on July 17, 1996, as the 230 passengers and crew left John F. Kennedy Airport destined for Paris. Minutes later, miles off the coast of Long Island, an explosion. Heidi Snow, who lost her fiancé in the crash, recalls how the victims' loved ones came together that night.
We don't even have to say a word. We just look at each other and it's like, you get it. And there's no other place you can ever go where everybody around you gets it.
It was not just American families that were united on that fateful evening. 14 other nations also lost some of their very own. At yesterday's memorial, New York Governor George Pataki acknowledged the unification of those 14 countries.
Today is about much more than marking the passage of time. It is also about marking fellowship, a coming together of families touched by tragedy, a coalition of nations and peoples united in grief.
Volunteers and rescuers spent the whole evening recovering the victims' bodies. Suffolk County Executive Stephen Levy describes the rescuers' efforts on that tragic night.
It was our police department and our first responders, our volunteer emergency medical folk who were out there on the scene immediately, hoping in their hearts that they would be able to do something, anything.
One hero, Admiral Tim Sullivan of the Coast Guard, chokes up at the service as he expresses his feelings about the recovery.
My crew is initially very disappointed, very upset that we had failed, many of you. But quite frankly, you made us stronger.
Yesterday's memorial service not only honored the efforts of those that recovered the victims, but it also served to remember those that perished. Heidi Snow remembers her final moments with her fiancé.
His last words to me was, I'll see you when you get 100% on that test. And so that was hard because I took the test maybe 6 months later. And when I passed that, I cried for days because I couldn't tell him.
The memorial service lasted all afternoon and into the evening, but the lives lost on July 17, 1996 will forever be remembered. I'm Kim Saltmarsh, reporting for WRHU News.